कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीचन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपीचन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन जनरञ्जन यमुनतीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम Nithai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nithai Gaur Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev Gurudev गुरुदेव जय जय गुरुदेव। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद इस डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। गुड मॉर्निंग, टुडे इज थर्सडे मार्च 5th। We're reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 22, The Marriage of Kardama Muni and Devahuti, verse number 6. Dishtya me Bhagavan Drishto, Durdarsho Yokritatmanam, Dishtya Pada Rajas Prishtam, Shirshna Me Bhavata Shivam, Dishtya Me Bhagavan Drishto, Durdarsho Yokritatmanam, Dishtya Pada Rajas Prishtam, Shirshna me bhavata shivam. Please chant. Anyone else? Word for word. Dishtya, by good fortune. Me, my. Bhagavan, all powerful. Drishtaha, is seen. Durdarshaha, not easily seen. Yaha, who? Akrita Atmanam, of those who have not controlled the mind and senses. Dishtya, by my good fortune. Padarajaha, the dust of the feet. Sprishtam, is touched. Shirshna, by the head. Me, my. Bhavataha, your. Shivam, causing all auspiciousness. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. It is my good fortune that I have been able to see you, for you cannot easily be seen by persons who have not subdued the mind or controlled the senses. I am all the more fortunate to have touched with my head the blessed dust of your feet. Please repeat. It is my good fortune that I have been able to see you. For you cannot easily be seen by persons who have not subdued the mind or controlled the senses. I am all the more fortunate to have touched with my head the blessed dust of your feet. Purport. The perfection of transcendental life can be achieved simply by touching the holy dust of the lotus feet of a holy man. In the Bhagavatam it is said, Mahat Padarajo Bhishekam, which means to be blessed by the holy dust of the lotus feet of a Mahat, a great devotee. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmanastu, those who are great souls are under the spell of spiritual energy, and their symptom is that they fully engage in Krishna consciousness for the service of the Lord. Therefore, they are called Mahat. Unless one is fortunate enough to have the dust of the lotus feet of a Mahatma on one's head, there is no possibility of perfection in spiritual life. The parampara system of disciplic succession is very important as a means of spiritual success. One becomes a Mahat by the grace of his Mahat spiritual master. If one takes shelter of the lotus feet of a great soul, there is every possibility of one's also becoming a great soul. When Maharaj Rahugana asked Jadbharat about his wonderful achievement of spiritual success, he replied to the king that spiritual success is not possible simply by following the rituals of religion or simply by converting oneself into a sannyasi or offering sacrifices as recommended in the scriptures. These methods are undoubtedly helpful for spiritual realization, but the real effect is brought about by the grace of a Mahatma. In Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's 8 stanzas of prayer to the spiritual master, it is clearly stated that simply by satisfying the spiritual master, one can achieve the supreme success in life. And in spite of executing all ritualistic performances, if one cannot satisfy the spiritual master, one has no access to spiritual perfection. Here the word akritatmanam is very significant. Atma means body, soul, or mind. And akritatma means the common man who cannot control the senses or the mind. Because the common man is unable to control the senses and the mind, it is his duty to seek the shelter of a great soul or a great devotee of the Lord, and just try to please him. That will make his life perfect. A common man cannot rise to the topmost stage of spiritual perfection simply by following the rituals and religious principles. He has to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and work under his direction faithfully and sincerely. Then he becomes perfect, without a doubt. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjala Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkest of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Narayanam namaskritya dhinaram chaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayam udirayet. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead Narayan, unto Nara Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, and unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu tim bhagavata sevaya natputa smutama shloke tirbhakti maishtiki. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Jai Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Shri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Vancha Kalpatarupyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavicha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Okay. Sorry. Try to be paper free and the computers are their own thing. Thank you all for attending this class and those of you who are also attending online and those who may also hear later in the future. I thank you for this opportunity. I pray for the blessings that what I may say can be inspiring and beneficial to all of us. May Sukadeva Goswami enter my heart and please reveal the purports to this verse. So we are been studying about Kardama Muni and these past few months, and he was asked by Lord Brahma to create progeny. And so he meditated for 10,000 years to purify himself, and he got the special darshan of Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu, when he came, he had tears in his eyes, and those tears became Bindu Sarovar Lake. And he asked the Lord to please give me a suitable wife that I can fulfill my service of creating progeny for this universe. And the Lord replied that the day after tomorrow, the emperor of the universe, Swayambhuva Manu, and his good wife, Shatarupa, will come with their daughter, Devahuti, and they will come to ask for you to marry her. And she will be just perfect for you, suitable for your devotional service and for creating progeny. So the day has arrived, and Shatarupa and Swayambhuva Manu have come. And in the past few days, we heard the in the verses, Kardama Muni is glorifying and giving his respects to Swayambhuva Manu. And now Swayambhuva Manu is speaking, and he's going to give his respects to Kardama Muni as well. And he says, it is my great fortune to see you, and it is my great fortune to receive the dust from your lotus feet. Now, just a side note here. When a son-in-law is respected by the in-laws and there's mutual respect back from the son-in-law to the in-laws, it only invokes auspicious blessings for that marriage. We see in a Vedic marriage, the very first thing they do before the wedding starts is they actually wash the son-in-law's feet and out of respect and honor. So when we have that mutual respect and honor between the son-in-law and the in-laws, mother-in-law and father-in-law, it's just a very good auspicious beginning to the marriage. So it is important in our lives to recognize and get the dust from these great souls or Mahatmas. Now when we think of Mahatma, when actually in India, when they think of Mahatma, they think of like Mahatma Gandhi. It's, usually they refer to him as a Mahatma because he freed all of India from the British rule. And when Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas think of Mahatma, we think of the Acharyas, we think of the Six Goswamis, we think of Srila Prabhupada. Because these are great souls who gave us a spiritual knowledge that to break the samsara of the cycle of birth and death, to understand what our real purpose in life is. And this is the real knowledge for the spiritual soul. Not so much because the even though what Mahatma Gandhi did was honorable, but it was, you know, even freeing the body from the rule of the British rule was more of a bodily concept. And we see that in 1922, when Srila Prabhupada met his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, and he was asked to go to the West to preach Krishna consciousness, the first thing he said to his Guru Maharaj was, well, as Indians, we're not even liberated from the British rule. How can we be heard? How will we even be, like, even respected for what we say? And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj spoke and said, this message is more urgent. Krishna consciousness message is much more urgent than being freed from the British rule, because it's on the level of the soul. We're breaking this cycle of birth and death. We're spreading this knowledge to benefit everyone. And we see the glorious example of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, who were forced by the Muslim government to take a high post. They were converted to Muslim, they were given Muslim names, and they did not take that tight, rigid control seriously. Because their minds were elevated, their hearts were elevated, they knew the purpose of life, and they were protecting all the Hindus, and they did not lose their focus, their goal and their mission, and they practiced their Krishna consciousness. So it is more important that our consciousness be elevated than thinking that we have to be freed from some government control, etc. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Verse 16 states, Shushrusho Shradadanasya Vasudeva Kataruti Syan Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punyatirtha Nishevanat. O twice-born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudev. So the classic example of one who followed this by serving the Vaishnavas, the elevated souls, is Narada Muni. We know that at the age of 5, he was serving with his single mother. The sages had come during the Chaturmas month to this village, and his mother had been cooking and cleaning their plates, and he was helping his mother in this service, and he got the blessings of these sages. He got their remnants. He was able to hear them, get their blessings, get the dust from their lotus feet, and we see the rapid advancement Narada Muni had made. In the purport to that same verse, Srila Prabhupada writes, by serving the servant of God, one can please God more than by directly serving the Lord. The Lord is more pleased when he sees that his servants are properly respected, because such servants risk everything for the service of the Lord, and so are very dear to the Lord. The Lord declares in the Bhagavad Gita, 18:69, that no one is dearer to him than one who risks everything to preach his glory. By serving the servants of the Lord, one gradually gets the quality of such servants, and thus one becomes qualified to hear the glories of God. Srila Narottam Das Thakur sings, Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma. The lotus feet of our spiritual master is the only way by which we can attain pure devotional service. Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila, chapter 16, verses 60 to 63, state the dust of the feet of a devotee, the water that has washed the feet of a devotee, and the remnants of food left by a devotee can give us pure love of God. So what is this dust of the lotus feet of a devotee? Well, one is the literal meaning, the actual dust, is so potent. Even Lord Krishna in Dwarka He washed Narada Muni's feet and sprinkled the water on his head. And he also washed Sudama Brahman's lotus feet. He took that very seriously. We know the story of Lord Krishna having a very bad headache and asking Narada Muni, please get me the only thing that will give me the remedy for my headache is the dust from the pure devotees. And Narada Muni went to everywhere. He went to the queens of Dwarka who were afraid to give the dust from their feet because they didn't want to go to the hellish planets. And it was only the gopis who were willing to give completely this dust because they only wanted Lord Krishna to be relieved from his pain. And Lord Krishna placed that dust on his feet and was relieved immediately. Now this literal meaning of the dust is not a ritualistic ceremony. As we see sometimes, maybe Hindus in India, they are accustomed to touching the lotus feet of a sannyasi, of a guru. We see one time Harisari Prabhu, he writes in his diaries, when he was on a train ride with Srila Prabhupada, these young men came to touch the feet of Srila Prabhupada. And after they were able to do that, they started complaining of their arthritic pains and their mundane pains. And they realized this is not what was meant to be understood for touching the getting the blessings from a sacred person. So this is not to be confused with just a ritualistic process. The dust of a lotus feet of a devotee also can mean submission and humility. We see the example of Bali Maharaj. When Vamanadev placed his first two steps, covered all of the land and all of the air and universe, this third step, he asked Bali Maharaj, where can I place this? And Bali Maharaj understood that he was to surrender completely. And he gave himself complete, total surrender to the Lord and asked him to place his third foot on his head. The dust of the lotus feet is also the shelter for the Vaishnavas. We see in Shikshastakam, verse 5, Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitamam vishame bhavam budhau kripaya tava pada pankaja stitaduli sadrisham vichintaya. O son of Maharaj Nanda, Krishna, I'm your eternal servitor, yet somehow or other I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms of your lotus feet. And one of the most important definitions of the dust of the lotus feet is the instruction, the guidance by worshiping the spiritual master. This can create a transformation in our hearts. We see the excellent example of Srila Prabhupada following his Guru Maharaj's instruction to preach Krishna consciousness in the West and how many, many, many lives have been transformed because of Srila Prabhupada following his Guru Maharaj. Lord Shiva tells Mother Parvati in the Padma Purana, my dear Parvati, there are different methods of worship, and out of all such methods, the worship of the Supreme Person is considered to be the highest. But even higher than the worship of the Lord is the worship of the Lord's devotees. Lord Shiva further instructs, the dust of the devotee's feet is capable of purifying a person of all sins and material attachments. It is more purifying than the holy places as it carries the mercy of the Lord. We know that bhakti comes from bhakti. We've all become attached and attracted to Krishna consciousness through prasadam, through the mercy of a devotee. And from the nine stages of bhakti, Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, and Anartha Nivritti as the first four stages, we see that through the association of the devotees and the elevated Vaishnavas, we become engaged in devotional service and start chanting and serving. And by serving and chanting, we become purified of our unwanted habits and mental impurities. And from there, our bhakti lata, our creeper of devotion, becomes more and more strengthened till it becomes pure love of God and rests at the lotus feet of the Lord. So I wanted to give my personal example. When I first started coming regularly to the Philadelphia temple, there was, you know, I was hesitant. I was wanting to come, and I didn't want to totally join the movement. I wasn't considering myself one of them, the Hare Krishnas. And I was doing service. Actually, Mother Sharad Bihari and her husband engaged me in service every week. We would have meetings right before the 5 o'clock Arati. We'd have the temple board meetings. And Advaita Acharya Prabhu would always ask me to please take the minutes. So I would do that. And I remember one point thinking, I don't think this is for me, and I don't think this is my path. And so at the 6:30 Arati, I thought, because right after that Arati, he would always ask me to come next Sunday to please come take minutes. And, you know, out of respect, you never want to say no to an elder. And he was very kind. And I thought, I'm going to leave 10 minutes early so I won't see him. And this way I can just avoid saying no. And so I left the temple room, and he actually followed me out. And he was just like a loving father, said, you know, Sandhya Beti, which means like daughter, could you please come take the minutes for next week's meeting? And I thought, okay. I just couldn't. He was just so sweetly asking me. And it was shortly after that, I remember I just kept coming to all the Saturday home programs, every Sunday feast, the Rath Yatras, the Gitanagari retreats, festivals. I just couldn't get enough. I started reading the Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, and I would come on Sundays. It would be my temple Sunday. My Sundays would be dedicated for the temple, and I would come around noon to clean the dishes from the noon offering and just get myself involved with whatever services the devotees, the resident temple devotees, wanted me to do. And it was just, I can only attribute that to getting the blessings of the senior Vaishnava devotees. That attachment to wanting to serve and wanting to hear came about. I got the wonderful opportunity to serve in New Vrindavan with my Guru Maharaj, serving in the department of the heavy equipment department, where we helped renovate things on the Dham. And that service to the spiritual masters, I still have lessons I'm learning today, to this day, from doing that service, direct service to the Guru. Now, I wanted to ask, how can we relate these blessings to our community? Many of us are initiated, and many of us in our community also are not. And how can we inspire those that may not be yet ready for initiation or may have concerns? If there are many senior Vaishnavas in our community, and by serving them, by taking their wisdom, by forming a mentorship where we are actually revealing our hearts and mind and having that relationship and working with a senior member or a temple president or someone who's we feel comfortable, that's following, is the first step we can do, and we can encourage others. You know, in our youth, we may think every one of us has gone through that we're invincible. You know, we know what we're doing. Our parents, their thoughts were antiquated. This is common in every culture, every society, in every continent. It's nothing new. But as we get older, we do see that the wisdom of the Bhagavatam, the wisdom of the elders, is actually true. And simple wisdoms like fire and butter, the principle of fire and butter, the principle of tolerating like a tree and becoming humble like the blade of grass, they do make sense. And they are true. They're timeless wisdom given by the Lord. And we will see that if we do not follow this, our community can become just like other communities where the problems of abuse, cheating, divorce, infidelity, those kind of allurements and material entanglements can also come into our own lives. Because when we do take initiation or go towards that path, our karma starts halting. And if we do not do the service to the Vaishnavas, we will accrue our karmic path. we will accrue karma, and we will be, in a sense, no different than other communities that are materialistic. There's a beautiful serenity prayer that I'd like to recite. It says, God, give me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. It's a beautiful prayer that follows well with our Krishna consciousness about surrendering. So these are my realizations and thoughts. I'd like to recite the verse again, the translation. It is my good fortune that I've been able to see you, for you cannot easily be seen by persons who have not subdued the mind or controlled the senses. I am all the more fortunate to have touched with my head the blessed dust of your feet. If there's any questions, comments, corrections, I'd like to humbly ask. Jai Srila Prana Govinda Prabhu.
This point that dust of the devotee's body, especially from the, well, in Vaishnava culture, they touch the head with the hand, or the head goes to the feet, both ways. That dust is not a material dust. The dust is pre-deposited with eternity and cognizant and pleasure potency. Without this, 7.99 in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhulila, Katakkan Rahi Prabhu Tariyalingya Vidai Karila Tari Sakti Sancharila. Prabhupada writes, he gave also class on that, I guess in New York, if I'm not mistaken. He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled and delivered people. Now our Guru Maharaj, he is also through his disciple delivering in the Western world. I don't know who was the disciple, only him, but he was very humble to me that he didn't mention his own name. So he said, now Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur delivering. What does that mean? Then he asked that question, what does that mean? That means that they're distributing this potency. So dust is not a dust, but carries the potency, these three potencies. So I'm just adding with, when Tamal Krishna Maharaj, I was traveling with Tamal Krishna Maharaj in Europe for a month with Bhakti Charu Maharaj and Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And one conversation, he asked to Prabhupada, how do I know that I'm connecting to pure goodness? Because this is one of the dust. Dust gives three potency. So first is Sandini, the pure goodness. He said, so what I remember, Prabhupada says, do you feel sometime you want to hear more about Krishna? You really have an eagerness. You want to hear. You want to hear more and more from a devotee. You want to please the devotee by serving them. That moment, you are actually connecting to pure goodness. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, but it doesn't last long, just few moments or something. Prabhupada said, yes, if you can cultivate more and more and more, then you are connecting to spiritual domain, even while you are here. And I like that. Very practically we can see, we can examine our own heart. Do I feel attraction to chant? Do I feel, if I feel really strong attraction to serve the devotee, to please the Lord, I want to chant more, I want to go to, that means we are connecting that moment according to Prabhupada. So these are beautiful. Also in fourth canto, that verse is saying the similar thing, but Prabhupada gave more practical. Sattam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sabditam Jadhayate Pumana Pabrita. Because God is visible when that curtain is open, and the curtain opens only when we have that attraction to please them or please that devotee through service. So dust is very important, but dust is preeminent with the eternity and cognizant and pleasure potency.
Thank you. Sisha Prabhu.
Thank you. I appreciate this discussion of dust of the lotus feet, what it actually means. I think it's probably one of the phrases that amongst devotees in our relationships, which are sometimes casual, the dust of the lotus feet get thrown a lot, thrown around, and maybe we don't get the deep meaning. So I appreciate how you expanded the meaning of dust of the lotus feet. And also Prangananda Prabhu, what he described, to get a help us get a bigger, more complete view of what it actually means and what benefit we can have, as described in the verse today.
Thank you.
Hari Bol. So within the verse it stated that Kardama Muni, he could not be seen by materialistic people. In other words, he cannot be easily seen. And so for a minute I was wondering if in the literal sense or is it he's an exalted personality, but materialistic people would take him to be an ordinary being. So what is it? Can you elaborate a little on that?
So what I would understand from that is usually holy persons are not in the materialistic groupings, and they're doing their services, and they're not even noticed by materialistic persons, even if they are in their presence. If anyone else would like to elaborate on that, they... Krishna Prabhu.
I got quick, like, meditation. I think
what
about...
What is your name, Prabhu?
Oh, Hare Krishna. My name's Jayan Sringadas.
Jayan Sringadas,
thank you for a nice class. I came in late, but I was listening to it. One meditation that I have personal, I just wanted to share on the dust, Vaishnava dust, and then one question. I always think about when Prahlad Maharaj told his father that you should renounce householder life and go to forest in Vrindavan and bathe in the dust of the Vaishnavas. And I always think of like what Hiranyakashipu was like, imagining him having to do, and he got so mad, you know. That was when he was getting ready. He was like, that was it. But then I clean cars I have a small business where I clean cars, and I do it in a devotional community, and sometimes I'll take some dust from their driver's side and put it on my head and just be like thinking about that, like, yeah, you gotta bathe in this dust, man. It really does. And I've done some elevated devotees, I won't name any names, but I feel really like I got some access to pure Vaishnava foot dust. I was thinking a question though. I always question for myself, and when sometimes these solutions come up with like, well, how do we encourage the new people, you know? And I always think like, well, by our example, that's kind of what you're saying too. But then it's like, well, anytime it comes up to this point of like, well, they should get mentorship. And I just always have to question to the speaker when they point that out as the solution is like, what if you find yourself in a community that the mentorship isn't really healthy? You know, what happens after that?
Well, this mentorship has been an ongoing thing in our, not in just our communities, but in others. But if we can work on ourselves, all of us, we all have the ability to be a mentor to someone, if we are following and being a good example ourselves, reading, hearing, being a good listener, and not judging anyone, and even to for one person, if we can make that difference, we can all do that. We can help uplift the consciousness of the you know, future generations. Instead of pointing fingers and saying, they're not doing this, they're not doing this, they're not qualified, let's us be the qualified mentor and inspire others, or even one person, to take to the path and come to where they want to take spiritual initiation from someone. Yes,
Hare Krishna, I think. I also heard another version of dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. I guess in a purport to that verse, Padaraja Pishekam, that verse, or I heard in the class, that putting dust on the lotus from the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, it means to carry on instructions of the pure Vaishnavas. So this is a real dust that we carry, the instruction of the pure devotees. And that's also very inspiring that you talk about the initiation, that when somebody will be dedicated to their spiritual master, they will be more encouraged to follow these principles. It will be easier, yeah, and we should encourage everybody to take initiation. It's really inspired and inspiration to carry on the instructions. Thank you.
Is there questions on this side? Mother Ragatmika, did you have your hand up? Okay. Anyone else? Krantaraj, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Vancha Kalpadarupyascha, Kripa Sindhu, Vyavicha Patitanam, Pabanebhyo, Vaishnavi, Namo Namaha.